Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jay, the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. And thank you for joining me in my study of Galatians 6. And this will be the conclusive study in the book of Galatians. So if you want the whole book, just follow the links and you can get the study on Galatians 6 in less than probably an hour and a half. Can get the whole study of Galatians 6. The whole book of Galatians. Now, to me, Galatians 6 has been particularly a blessing or a joy, because it confirms everything that I've been doing as far as my writings and my talks on the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. It confirms what I've been doing in my discussions on referring to the cross. Because without a shadow of a doubt, I have had my critics come at me in two different ways. Number one, saying that I talk too much about the cross. And what's even harsher is my brothers and sisters in Christ that confront me and say that I don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about the cross. So I have people that don't want to hear the message of the cross. And then I have people that say that I don't know what I'm talking about in regards to the cross. Okay, so that being said, we'll go ahead with Galatians 6. And thank you for joining me in my study. And thank you for following me. And don't be discouraged by my critics. Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each shall bear his own load. Everyone has a load of selfishness. But if you do an inventory and you see that selfishness and you take that selfishness to the cross. That's our work, to accept God on God's terms and see that selfishness is crucified. When I do that, I have done my own work. And that's the joy of doing an inventory, because I have selfishness. And selfishness dealt with, like I said, a problem well defined is half solved. See, I know I'm nothing. We are all nothing. So we bear with one another. And when we do that, we fulfill the law of Christ. All of us, myself being the largest trespasser in this area, are selfish and have character defects that accompany that selfishness. Now, I'm instructed to be gentle and to consider myself, to be gentle with others and to consider myself as maybe being the greatest offender. and also to consider ourselves or to consider others as being greater than ourselves. See, this is the root of the gospel. This is the root of the gospel. I'll continue reading in Galatians 6:6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Now, it saddens me that some preachers, some teachers, some ministers take this group of verses and twist it around to tap whoever is listening to them for finances. And I don't believe the scriptures talking about finances here exclusively. First off, it says, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all, not just to some. And especially those that are of the household of faith. Now, to do good, we need to refer back to the context of this chapter. It's talking about being forgiving of one another and helping one another bear their burden. It's not talking about paying off somebody so that they can continue with their ministry. It's talking about the church body bearing one another and supporting one another. It says that if we do good, we shall reap. And it says not to lose heart. Well, true heart is found cross, where our old heart, made of stone, has been taken out and replaced with the heart of flesh. To do good to others is not just send a minister a bunch of money. It's to be of service to those that are around you. That's sowing to the Spirit. He who sows to the flesh, the Bible calls flesh, is sowing to themselves, that they have self-interests, and they're out just to take care of themselves. Don't be deceived. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. So interact lovingly and share and interact with those that are speaking of the Word of God. That's what it means when it says, let him who has taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. It is an interaction, not a financial interaction, but an interaction of love, of bearing one another's burdens, and supporting one another. And that's truth. Verse 11. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Now that's important. There's nothing more important to Paul. Not, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the cross of Christ. Because see, he's been crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to him. He has no part of that religious system that's set up where one man exercises authority over another for purpose, for status purposes, to raise their status. They manipulate and they require of you, I hope it's not true, money, have you fill a pew, to have them stand in front of you as if they are better than you, and then for you to take a submissive role, and no mention of the cross whatsoever, and no interaction. This is religion. This is the keeping of religious law. It is fleshly living. It has nothing to do, or very little to do, with loving one another, bearing one another's burdens, and interacting with one another, which is really the true church. It doesn't happen on Sunday from 11 to 7, but happens every day as we interact with one another, told to do good to all, as the opportunity arises, especially those that are of the household of faith. Now, these are very important words that I'm speaking to you right now. It will set you free. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. In other words, no living by religious rules or not living by religious rules means nothing. But what means something is a new creation. And where does that new creation happen? What's its source? Is it going to church on Sunday, paying your tithes, offering praises, maybe even superficial praise to God, and living in that box and then going home and forgetting all about it? No, that means nothing. What means something is the new creation that happens 7 days a week. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy upon them and upon the Israel of God, from now on let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me in my study in the book of Galatians. We're done with the book of Galatians now. And I pray that the Lord sends an audience to hear the message that's being taught here. And this is Jay of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. May God bless you.